Well, I don't know how it happened, but you got me up here. I honestly had not intended, I didn't think anyway, that I would ever end up getting up here. But as time has progressed this year, I began to realize the need for others to be able to come up and step up to the plate. And it was brought to me during this feast, the concern about where we go as a group and who will continue to keep it up. So I was asked, would I be willing to start filling in for some sermonettes? So here I am up here to hopefully serve all of you and do what God has called me to do. And what I want to talk about today, I actually went through a couple of ideas for what I would speak about today, but kept coming back to one thought and one idea, and that was the Feast of Tabernacles that we just recently had. And it was such a wonderful feast that we all had. I don't know about all of you, but me personally, it was probably the best feast I ever experienced. And you know, that I don't take for granted the fact that we lost people, you know, that weren't able to attend our feast, with my father not being able to be there, Doris not being able to be there, and others that weren't able to attend. But it just seemed to me that God just poured out an abundance of His Holy Spirit over our group this feast so that we could have an exceptional feast this year. Everybody stepped up to do what needed to get done. And the love and the attitude of devotion and commitment to that service for that feast was just tremendous. So what I want to do today is go over a few scriptures. And while I go over the scriptures that I want to go through, just kind of reflect on certain things that took place during the feast that are a reflection of the words that I'm going to speak today. So I was having a conversation with my dad the day after I got back, and he asked me, so how was your feast? And I told him, I said, it was an awesome feast. I said, it probably was the best one I experienced. And I hate saying that, seeing that you weren't there, you know, but it really was a good feast. And I told him, I said, that it, even though you weren't there, how abundantly God blessed the whole feast. And what came to my mind, and we don't have to go there on that subject, but what came to my mind was 1 Corinthians 12, in which Paul said that he gives abundantly honor to those who are lacking. I know we all, at some point, knowing that my father wasn't going to be there, weren't sure if we would be able to fully pull off during the feast. But it just felt like He just gave us an abundance because of what we were missing to be able to do it, and that was awesome. But if you will turn with me to Romans 12, and as I go through a few, I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I just want to read a few verses in there. And while I read those few verses, just reflect on moments of that feast and how these words apply to everything that we experienced during that feast. So we'll start in verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And I feel like it really was such a, everyone stepped up to that reasonable service. And the sacrifices that I saw there, everybody putting their best foot forward, just a tremendous amount of devotion to service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I don't know about you all, but I do feel renewed that this feast, it truly renewed my mind, and I hope that it did. In fact, I know from the reports that my father and Doris gave, you know, watching you all, I mean, just it just seemed like we were all rejuvenated at that feast. And also, there was seemed to be a perfect love and service toward each other that we had. And it seemed to be reflective of what they saw at Trout Creek. I was able to speak to many people that worked there. And one of the things that they said was just how we seemed to shed a light over that whole site. They really enjoyed having us there. So if we can drop down now to verse 10. And just reflect on those things that we shared. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in the spirit, meaning having zeal, serving the Lord. And I saw a tremendous amount of that service and that zeal toward one another. Star getting up with the energy that she had and leading everybody in song services, and it seemed to carry and transcend through the rest of the feast. Everybody through the rest of that feast had such harmonic voices and just sang with such energy. The zeal that Steve Bruce gave when he, you know, led everybody in cheering for Jesus Christ, you know, and had everybody say hip hip hooray, you know, for Jesus, just brought that energy and that zeal for one another. And it was just an awesome and wonderful time. If you'll drop down with me to verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Verses 13, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. And that was another thing that I saw there. I know there was plenty of rejoicing that was there. We were rejoicing the very first night I saw that, when we got together and we were singing. And I was kind of surprised at the people that actually showed up, because, you know, I know everybody had gone through a lot to get here, and so I wasn't even sure if I was even going to make it to song singing that night. But I got there, and it was just a wonderful time. In fact, everybody's attitude during those singings was very, very joyous. And it was the first one for me. I actually hadn't gone to one of those song services yet, because usually I'm helping set up the equipment and get the chairs and stuff set up. So when I get back to my condo, I'm having to, you know, get ready for the next day, and I'm pretty tired when I get back, so I usually just turn in early. But I got a chance to participate. It was a really wonderful time. And then there was also times where we were able to rejoice also from the triumphs that God had in our lives and the answering of prayers too as well. You know, the answered prayers when Kaylee Bruce announced about the military men that, you know, found the bomb and it didn't go off, sparing all of them to be able to continue to keep the feast. And then the rejoicing that we did when we were at Dick Haymauer's house, you know, and even putting up a wine glass for my dad, you know, in remembrance that he wasn't able to be there with us. We did rejoice. And we also shed tears too as well during that time, tears of joy, you know, the tears that were shed as Steve Bruce was talking about his father being there, able to attend the feast. The tears that I saw my grandmother shed, you know, overwhelmed with joy and emotion being here, but also a little bit of sorrow. So if you drop down with me to verses 15, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep, and that we did. Verses 16, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but consent to men of low estate. Be not wise in your conceits. And I saw everybody take a total attitude of humility as they began to take the positions that they took. Nobody esteeming themselves over the other, stepping in where they could to help one another. I mean, I was overwhelmed at looking at everybody serving the way that they did it. And I just was able to just be filled with all of it. And you really wish that could go on. You know, I really hated to leave, but we have to go on, and we have to deal with the world now coming in. And I know that it can be difficult to do that, but there's no reason why we can't hang on to that. So what I'd like to do now, if you would just turn for a quick minute over to Ephesians 6, because we can carry on with us what we had for that feast, and we have the tools, and we've read these scriptures before, but I'm just going to touch on a couple of verses within that chapter just to remind us all of what we need to do this upcoming year in order to be able to hang on to that renewed spirit, to hang on to that attitude of service, to hang on to that hope and that faith that we have. In verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I know that we go into what I like to call the dark ages. I know I've been working on a calendar, a physical calendar that's going to have all of the Hebrew months within our solar year. corresponding with our solar calendar. And the way that the calendar will work is that you'll only see the Hebrew months corresponding with each of the dates on the solar calendar. And all you have to do is just read your Bible, you know, and go into the verses in Leviticus where it shows all of the holy days and just follow it along that way to see which all of the dates for our holy days. And I was giving a rough draft one day to my dad, and I asked him, you know, what did he think of it? Would he really like the calendar? And we were talking about the ecclesiastical year, you know, starting at the beginning of the first month with Passover and then ending in the month of Tishri, which is Trumpets, Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And so I was asking him, you know, when that last month, what's next? Because there's five more months still in the Hebrew calendar. And he just responded and answered and said, nothing. It's nothing at that particular time. You know, all things are done and it's nothing. And so I jokingly call that moment the Dark Ages, because it really truly is a dark time. And it just seems like right after the feast is when Satan really loves to rev things up. And so that scripture, that verse is so important about the wiles of the devil, because he just seems to turn it up during that time of the year. You know, we have Halloween coming up next week, and I absolutely just hate that period of time. I know one of the homes on our neighborhood, they just really went all out decorating their home with some of everything, ghoulies and goblins and demons on their lawn, and it's a little ridiculous. And then you have Christmas and New Year's that's coming up, so it's just a time in which he just revs up the world, you know, against us. And we can sometimes let ourselves get overcome with that and despair. You know, it's dark already, a little darker at that time of the year than it normally is. It also is a little colder because of the winter months, and it can be real easy for us to get caught up in that. I'm not going to read all of the verses in Ephesians 6, because we know what it says, but what I do want to focus on is down at verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked. And if you drop down to verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And then if you return with me back to Romans 12, to the last verse, verse 21. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. We had a wonderful, wonderful time at the Feast of Tabernacles that was just full of love. It was full of peace. It was full of joy. And it was full of that acceptable service. And if we can hang on to these words and hang on to these scriptures here, that we can carry that renewed spirit within us for the remainder of this year. I know it'll be difficult, but we can do it. And with God on our side, we'll be able to do it and do it together. So that's all I have today. And I hope that was good enough. Thank you.
Okay, we were making out a schedule. Feast trying to get a schedule going, so we can put Jason down for a sermon, I believe, next week, maybe? Well, I don't want to rush him about that. Thank you very much. It was very, very good.
I was under the impression when we talked at the last great day that it was Steve.
Oh, that's right. Steve's name.
He's
having some kind of coughing trouble. Well, it'll work out somehow.
Yay! Hello, praise of God. I don't know about you guys, but I do. And absolutely all of you. Let us have our main message by Walt. Okay. All right. Well, then, let's see. Okay. Well,
where our plans were to have everybody go up to the microphone and discuss what they like about this feast, and if there's any way we can improve it.
That's excellent. What do you guys think about that? You okay with that? Come up to the microphone, talk about what you enjoyed about the feast. Give God all the praises and the glory, because that feast was beautiful. It really was. It was amazing. And, you know, share our experiences. So, who wants to come up first, girl?
I'll go up.
We got Charlene and
the neighbors. Exactly. We want to know about you guys' feast, too.
Yeah, let me explain about that. Jason put out a preliminary new form that we'll use in the church as far as who's leading music, who's saying prayers, and who's going to do sermonettes or sermons. So if everybody looked at that list, Jason made a comment that he just put some names there, okay? And he put my name for a sermon. When we were up there, we discussed amongst the men how we can get more speakers to speak and fill in the void till Lionel comes back. So why Jason made out a form was, I know I wrote mine down on a napkin, okay, when I'm speaking. And that napkin was kind of fragile, so by the time I got it home, you know, I was guessing when I was speaking. But I think it's an excellent idea that we have a forum like that, so everybody knows in advance, you know, what's going on. I'll be speaking in 2 weeks.
Just to add to what you're saying.
Yes.
Just to add to what you're saying.
Go ahead.
Stay there.
At the piece, Steve Bruce brought this up. He said that being in the absence of Lionel, we should get a little more organization, like Walt was saying. And we were talking, we agreed, and we said we're going to try to get a schedule going. And his one point being is that Steve Bruce was saying we need more of the men to step up and start doing what they can do, you know, what they're willing to do, what God feels moved. You move to do, and example of that was Jason today, and we're very thankful for that. So any others who, you know, want to participate in the praying and everything, and it's wonderful that the women are leading songs. That's working beautiful and everything. But Steve Bruce was making the point that at every one of our services, we really do have to have a man up here leading. The women can still lead the songs, but there really needs to be a man standing in the role of the leader of the services. So I don't disagree with you, you know, and I'm sure that Lionel would be okay with that, you know. And of course, anything we're discussing, we'll go by Lionel. So, you know, he's the final word. He is the pastor. We look to him for his leadership, his decisions, his wisdom. Of course, we lean on that heavily. And so everything Steve Bruce said, I said, I can't disagree with you. So I just wanted to add that. And did that make you recall any other points?
No, you covered it.
Okay, so and like you were saying, today we're going to have service. We do have this sometimes where everybody just come up and give your impression of your feast or news report of your feast, like you mentioned. Give a news report of your feast, what was going on, what you experienced, what you heard. And you already heard a little bit about our feast. It was a It really was an amazing. There was a really good spirit there, like was mentioned. So, that's all I want to say. I guess we can go from there.
Yeah, some of the other Church of Gods do this when we return from the feast, and it's really nice because, especially when you have people going to other feasts, okay, we get educated as to how that feast was, you know, and that's important for us to understand what's going on outside of our feast. As far as our feast, I have to agree with Jason 100%. It was the best feast that I've attended, whether with this church or any other church. I know I thank people quite a few times up at the feast for stepping up. Everybody helped out. Everything got done real quick. Everybody enjoyed themselves. We had the love of God with us. God blessed the feast. And it was real, real special. Sometimes when you go to the feast, other feasts, you find that it's very cold. There is no love. You don't feel God's spirit there, you know. It kind of becomes a social event. You know, everybody's out doing their thing, you know. They'll go to the Europe, they'll go to Florida, they'll go to the Bahamas, you know, they'll go all over, but they kind of look at the feast as a vacation for them. Whereas our feast, we were praising God and thanking God throughout the feast. So, anybody that didn't go, they missed a real special feast. The food was excellent, and just the outings that we had were excellent. The formal dinner was excellent. Carly did an excellent job finding us a new place, and the food was super. So, like I say, you know, thank God, praise God for blessing us with a good feast. Who wants to go next? How about... Okay. Steve's going to come up and tell us about the feast that he...
Okay, I get it. I feel terrible that I didn't come to the feast. First of all, I do want to say that Church of God Sabbatarian is my home base, and I'm not a traitor. I do feel bad that I missed it. But one thing I can say, we all do need to sometimes, in my opinion, venture out to see other churches of God and to either add to where we're home-based or to deduct what we need to self-check on ourselves. So that was some experience that I had. It was nice to meet other people with like minds. I did enjoy that, to sing some of the same songs that I sing with other people that I've never met before. That was an experience. I grew up in the Worldwide, but I was a kid then, but now that I'm an adult, it was interesting to feel that spirit. I did feel the spirit of God in that church, at that feast.
Where was it?
It was in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it did give me some fulfillment, and I am glad that I did go to just to see some things that I didn't see here, or to experience other things. So, having said that, I did enjoy going to another feast. But I do know where my home is. But one of the highlights I did do was there's the Noah's Ark. That's about 40 miles, maybe about a half hour, 45 minutes outside of Cincinnati in Lexington, Kentucky. And it was very, very nice. I encourage anyone who hasn't been there to go and see it. It is awesome to know that God was behind Noah to build such an awesome, awesome ship, and it was very beautiful. Go online if you can, just to see some of the things that how it looked, and it was absolutely awesome. But having said that, I'm very happy to be back here with you all, and I love you all. Thanks.
How many people were there?
It was about, I believe they did do a count at the end, and it was about 350, 380, somewhere around there.
Yes, I agree, it was a wonderful feast, and I was most impressed with the kids. All those kids playing, I never heard one argument the whole time. That was wonderful. We were a little short on food because of Doris not being there. So we're going to have to make sure she comes next year.
We went
Okay.
Just a little. And as kids, you guys want to go there?
Well, I just want to say about the feast was, I believe it was a testament. I've been to other feast sites. We've been to some feast sites. I won't mention the areas where, let's say when we broke off from the main church and we'd go to different independent churches where they really didn't have the leadership there and stuff. And there was immaturity, there was confusion, there was chaos. And I just want to say that I believe this feast was a testament to Lionel and his teachings. And I believe that his legacy is not, well, I mean, his legacy, what he will, his work and labor that he's done, it's online. We have his sermons and everything. But you know what? That feast was a testament to Lionel's teachings. When you look out, and I kind of liken it to like when you see kids, like when I was growing up and the parents would go to the store for 10 minutes. Okay, you kids were leaving your home. There's either chaos or the kids know what to do. Oh, I know what to do. The parent's gone, I know what to do and fill in. And we saw a testament to Lionel's teachings and his leadership, and pray to God he's back soon. And I just made that observation about our feast, and I thought that that was something that I observed. So I think it's a testament to this church is growing. There's growth, maturity. And like I said, I've been to other feast sites where it's just like when a parent leaves the room and all the kids just start jumping on the furniture and lamps are getting tipped over. And we've been to feast sites like that, and it's just what's going on. There's no leader. They need, you know, in other words, they need a leader standing over them. So I think that this feast was a testament to Lionel's teachings, and he can be have peace and satisfaction from that, knowing the testimonies that the people will further give here, hopefully, in a minute. So.
Most of you all know me as Larry. A lot of you know me as Michael. This was the first feast that I had been to, and I enjoyed it. Hope to enjoy many more. I learned a lot of things. I like the unity that you all have. And I just retired, and I'm moving on to another chapter in my life, and this is going to be part of that chapter.
I went to Cincinnati with my Nana and Uncle Steve. It was a really good feast. One thing I've always loved about going to the feast with you guys is that it was really united. It was like a big family. And Cincinnati isn't really a popular site, so they kind of had that feel. And so this was kind of my best feast because people had to step up, and it reminded me of when I went to the feast with you guys.
Just to piggyback off of what Sydney said, that is something that I did miss, is we are a big family here. And that's one thing that that wasn't at the Cincinnati feast site. It was a feast site. And, you know, I do get a sense of family here. I don't know if that's due to the small size of our church. I would like to see more members come to this church, because I know what kind of spiritual food we're getting here. But that is something that I miss, is the family atmosphere like we all have.
Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Is that Diane?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Diane? The group just want to say that we know that God's Spirit is with us when we travel, and times that it's very tough for us to travel back there, and this year was very hard on me to travel, but as we're going, I knew God was with us because he could help me get through the pain and get there. And to just kind of say, Steve, you are missed. We love you, and I don't feel you're a traitor, but you are missed, and hopefully next to you in your home is your Savior, God, with us. And I'm just kidding with you. But what I want to say is that when we come in those doors and we see all your faces after all year long, God is there, and it's a family, and we love it. And the love that you guys share is just, it's overwhelming.
And we were glad to see you too. We love to see the Bruces and Rob Williams and his family and all the beautiful babies and all the families. It was really, really wonderful. The care that everyone gave to each one of us. I was provided a ride, and I didn't know how I was going to get there. And God just worked out everything. And even when I took a dive on the bowling floor, that's cool. That was even fun. And then I heard Doris on the mic saying, Olta, Olta. And I went to the mic, and they could actually see us. And that, it was like they were there. Lionel. And Doris, it seems like you guys were there with us, and that helped us out, too.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, we felt like family. And the office personnel, they went through the lines and helped themselves with the food. And the girl said, wow, it's just like you're a family. I feel a part of this family. And they did. And so we had a wonderful time. Everyone cared and took care of each other and prayed for one another. And that's what's important. And all the special music was just wonderful from Jason and Starlet. And we appreciate it all.
Couple of reflections I had just forgot to mention. I forgot to mention that I had wanted to say thank you to Carly for the tremendous effort that she gave at the feast to secure the restaurant. It was a lovely restaurant. And the one thing that maybe we all don't take into consideration is how she goes out of her way each year to help provide that service. She is the one that contacts them, that sets it up. She makes the arrangements for the Northern Lights. And she does an excellent work. And I know we don't say enough how much we appreciate what she does. So I wanted to thank you, Carly, for everything that you gave and for your love that you shared with all of us. We really appreciated and really enjoyed that. I also wanted to say thank you to Steve Bruce for standing outside, even sometimes standing in the cold and in the rain, to receive and greet everybody for services. I mean, the service that he gave there was tremendous. Even offering those rides when they needed to get a ride to the building, or parking someone's car, you know, who may not have been able to make the trip across the parking lot to the front door. He said, here, let me take the keys and I'll park it for you. Just a tremendous amount of love that was there. And just wanted to share a little quick note. It was on the sixth day, and it was a Sabbath, so we were home. It was after the soup and sandwich, and we had gone home, and Shirley came by the house, and Ryan was there, and we were just sitting up kind of having a little bit of Bible study, Bible discussion. We were talking about the millennium, and we were talking about the resurrection, and we got to mentioning about talking about the consummation of Jesus Christ to the church, and kind of just going over what that time is going to be like. And, you know, we now understand, you know, through my father's teachings that it is going to be such a wonderful time because we're actually going to be able to see through his eyes, through Christ's eyes, because we'll be joined with him at that moment. We will have his mind in ours. We'll be able to actually have the experiences that he had, not only through eternity, but what the great love that he shared upon us and sacrificing himself for us, and to know the magnitude of just how important we are to him. We'll actually be able to know exactly what that means because we will be joined with him. But then we were also talking about his experience that he's going to have with us, and that he's actually going to experience something new too as well, because he's going to be able to see his creation new through our eyes. And he'll be able to experience what it is like to experience the creation new, because we'll be these new created God beings that will be soaring through the stars, and it'll be our first time being up there with him like that, and he'll actually be able to experience that for the first time through us. And as me and Shirley were talking about that, and I have no doubt Ryan was too, we just got completely overwhelmed and just teary-eyed, had to kind of stop for a minute because it was such an overwhelming moment. That's one of those moments that I would definitely say that the love and the joy that we had all had a chance to share and experience with each other. And then of note, you know, saying a little word for my dad when we were at the wine tasting, you know, and just remembering that he wasn't with us was such a joyful experience. And then lastly, also wanting to thank my mother, because as much as she put on herself to take care of my dad, she still took the time out to even try to make the arrangements to make sure that we had the things that we need by getting the extra supplies, even cooking the meals that she did cook, even though it wasn't quite, I mean, that we didn't have everything we may have wanted. We missed the soups that she brought up for soup and sandwich, but she did take the time, and I know how much, you know, strain that she was under taking care of my dad, so to even provide that was a joy to have that service. So just want to thank all of you all for that.
You know, sometimes we take for granted us as a group, and sometimes we may not think that we are enough or that God has given us enough. I know sometimes we question what our roles are or, you know, what we have to offer, but every one of us is well-loved of God and well-loved of each other and are special individually and important. And I want to also thank you, Carly, because she took me and Otha out for fish, and as she was doing that, she was also, you know, running business on for the restaurant to see how many people were coming and wrapping it up, and then we went to the grocery store and we bought the hamburgers and hot dogs, and I just thought that was a special moment between us, and, you know, we don't get to spend that time often, and everybody this year, and the fudge, yes! We went to, what's it called, Killens, if you've been there, and we had all sorts of fudge. I mean, my head was spinning by the time I got out of there just sampling the fudge. I was on a sugar high, like nothing else. And then Carly made me promise not to share my fudge with anybody. It's like, okay. And I was just sitting there like, someone's on the floor. But, you know, thank you, Shirley, for stepping up. And, you know, she was wondering, you know, I just want to step up. You know, I told Bobby to, you know, clean this, and she's, you know, directing, you know, the house and making sure the kids are, you know, well taken care of. And your daughters are lovely. They are lovely. You are very gifted. So thank you. And I was going to say something else. I forgot. But it was a lovely feast. We really ate this year. We really ate. We ate physically and spiritually. And the food was so good, I couldn't believe it when I sat down to dinner and I tasted everything. I was like, this is going to be in the kingdom. This chicken Florentine, it was delicious. It was great. Anybody else want to come up? Yeah. Come on up, Sandy.
Formal dinner was really, everyone was beautiful.
Everyone was beautiful. Yep.
I felt like I was in the millennium. God was there in the camp with us, and we were part of God's family. Well, first of all, I want to thank all the men. All the sermons were fulfilling. Yeah, I was kind of surprised, I have to say. But I made a point before I left to try to get everything I could out of the services. And all the food was just unbelievable. But mostly I want to thank God, because it was beautiful up there, even though it was cloudy. I kept thinking, the cloud covering, God was there over us all the while we were there, with little peaks of sunshine. Also, none of the kids were hurt. Nobody got hurt this year. It was wonderful. And also, while Shirley was discussing very spiritual things with Jason and Ryan and all of them, I had another sister there who's heard lots of truth, and she was actually over in Glen Arbor with my older sister, who they seemed to be going astray, but she was there for a couple of days, and then she came to visit us and heard sermons, which she didn't quite understand everything, but we went back to our condo, went through sermons, explained things to her that made a lot of sense to her. Hopefully she's online today, if she's not working, hopefully. And strangely enough, her working, she works at Myers, they have asked her to change her off days to Friday and Saturday, because somebody else doesn't like to work on Saturday, because Friday and Saturday, because it's too busy there. So who knows where that could go. But I want to thank everybody, the whole family. We missed you, brethren who went astray. I've done that once. I did that once. I don't think I can bring myself to do it again, but I understand. Thank you all.
Well, like everybody else, I had a wonderful feast. Ms. Jadoris, this is the first year I got some of your corned beef. The first year and last two. It was so good. Thank you, thank you. Thought of you. But I did want to say that I'm glad I can be of service. It's really not a difficult thing. As far as the restaurant, I just took a recommendation and ran with it. And as far as Northern Lights, they were very generous to us this year, because normally the contract is for 1 hour of bowling or 1 hour of billiards, and then per 20 people you get the laser tag. But they said that they've enjoyed having us so much that they just left the alleys on the Lotus Chute pool all the way until 4 o'clock. So we had an extra two and a half hours instead of one. So, and I think that the restaurant was the same impression. They want us back. They love our group. And I was thinking when we were in the bowling alley, I mean, you have parents that want to go do the laser tag, and it's like, yeah, I'll hold the baby. Where in the world, I mean, even when we left where we were gathering and we went out into the world, we were still having a vision of what it's going to be like in the millennium for our children and our grandchildren, and the safety they're going to have, and the security that they are going to have, having the adults around them and knowing that nobody's going to harm them. You can take a baby, you can take a baby, they don't care. You know, they might get tired of your face after about 15 or 20 minutes, but they'll go to another one. They have no problem. They'll fall asleep in your arms. They met you 20 minutes ago. They're safe. And I think that's just one of the things that I love so much about this feast, was seeing the kids having their peace also.
How did you like the restaurant versus the last year's restaurant?
Food-wise, probably maybe the same. I don't know. It was different food, but it was excellent. It was really excellent.
Was it far from
I don't have dementia, but let me speak real fast before it sets in. Everything was absolutely beautiful. It was hard for me to get here, but God blessed me to be able to do that. And I'm not ready to go back since the feast is over, but the service that I saw when everybody worked, they were very quiet. It was not a lot of talking. It was just like, I guess, ants building their home. It was just absolutely beautiful. The way that I saw everybody work, the camaraderie, and Lionel sometimes asks us, do we understand what is being said in the sermons after it was over? So during the sermon, what went on at the feast, I am very happy for him to know that a good report would be given back to him, and how we were just had such camaraderie as a group. And it's always, it doesn't matter how big it is. You worked like a million ants, and it was just beautiful to see it. And I want to thank Jackie, my sister, for letting me come and be in her home I came on the 27th of September. She should be wanting to get rid of me by now. But she has been very, very hospitable, both her and Laren. And I just want to say that I'm very, very happy to be a family among all of you and love you very much. I watch people lose things and they were returned back to them. We were just a family, and we were a family serving God, and I'm glad to be a part of that. I want to thank you all very, very much.
Somebody even lost a $20 bill on it.
All right, I guess what I like was the baseball. That was really fun. And the colors when we came up there, the leaves and all of that, red, green, we saw different types of colors. And you know, it was really fun to see everybody just all rejoice. And the songs and everything, it was great.
The funnest part of the feast to me was Northern Lights, because everybody was there, everybody had a smile, and nobody was sitting down, everybody was having fun. The kids were awesome. The funnest part, y'all said nobody got hurt. Bobby, we buried him. That was cool. We buried him in the sand. All the kids were there. We all buried him, and it was fun. We had to run because he got up and he was mad. He had sand everywhere.
How'd you do in laser tag?
I came in first. And that's all I got to say.
Last thing for me,
Aw, I love you too, Judy. Thank you, Trey and Bobby and Tayshawn and Raina. And all the kids who are setting up and just doing it with such diligence, especially you, Trey, because Trey looks forward to setting up and breaking down and serving. And you know that God is in him. You know that God is there. And, you know, those are the things that we really appreciate. So thank you, and keep up the good work. And thank you to your wonderful parents who have been steadfast and being godly and just, you know, looking forward to serving at any capacity they could. I just want to let you all know that you are not too small to serve. There is nothing that God couldn't do through you if you are willing to. Do not put a cap on your life for what God has given you, because I didn't know that I'd be doing so much massage therapy this year. Like, I've been bringing my table for the last 4 years and have only really worked on Diane Bruce, but there was a spirit about everybody that, you know, God has given them for them to open up to me. You know, massage therapy is not something that people are usually open to because, you know, of negative connotations, but God was there, and there was a lot of work that was done. So.
Now known as Dr. Star.
Mike? This is the Bruce's again.
Ben. Did you say Mike?
Yeah, we just kind of, we don't really English speak.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I do want to thank Star because she was very helpful in getting through all the stuff that I was dealing with. I also want to say again as well with the children, our little granddaughter, Elena, made sure when everybody was done eating that she got that cloth and wiped up all those chairs, and the love that she was speaking is, I want to make sure I get all these cleaned off, Grandma, because I don't want the ladies to have anything on their dresses when they sit down. And that she recognized the people. And I want to thank Carly, because Carly, you do a wonderful job. And Nikisha, helping with the food like she did. Jason, you and Doris setting up the Skype so that we all could feel like Lionel was right there. And I pray that Lionel felt fulfilled being able to speak to the brethren and stuff during the feast. And Steve wanted to say something.
Yeah, this is Steve. Hey, I just wanted to say, first of all, that I thank God for being able to go to the feast this year with everything that's going on in the world. And I just thank God to be a part of it. And I thank everybody for their help and participation there. Sarah and Kaylee taking care of the kids and putting Sabbath school on. And the love was there. God was there with us. And I thank God for that. And thank God my dad was able to be there. We had 4 generations of our family there. And it was just very good, very good. And thank you all. Love you all.
Well, I'd just like to say I think you guys have made us thoroughly sad. We didn't come to your feast site.
We
didn't.
We have
a sign-up
sheet right
there. Although, I must say, I did enjoy our feast site as well. And I miss my mom, always miss my mom when I'm not with her, and my other brothers and sisters as well. But I have Crystal and my granddaughters and her family. The sermons are never, and I have to say this, my brother is just all that. And he does give the sermons. The food, the spiritual food that he gives is certainly something that we missed. There were a few sermons that hit home, but nothing like Lionel. And I missed that very much. But we did have a wonderful time, and we did get to meet people. And wherever I go to the feast, I always feel like God is there with me. And so does my family.
I hope that we will come next year. But I don't know where we'll be next year, even tomorrow. We just try to give the love while we can and enjoy each other. We did discover new families, new people, and relationships, and I always learn something from all of the people that I meet and try to give all the love. I love singing in the choir. That's one of my favorite things to do. So it was a very happy and wonderful feast. I'm glad to be home, and I'm glad to see my family here as well.
I just thank God for making it to the feast safe and sound. I know that God was with me that day. I didn't worry about not making it. I just packed up. The kids packed their stuff. No fighting, or arguing or bickering amongst those two. They packed up. We packed up the car. I went to my mom's house that afternoon, helped out to bring some things for the feast. And once I hit the road, it was 80 all the way. I passed up one state trooper and kept it moving. And I got there safe and sound. So I just want to give God the honor and the glory for that. Thank him for being there with me. I enjoyed the kids once they got together, how they had grown. And I enjoyed Raina. I didn't have to worry about the kids, where they were at. I knew where they were. You know, Sarah and her children were there, and the Bruces and their kids and grandchildren were there, and they enjoyed themselves. And I enjoyed the sermons. Everyone that gave a sermon did a wonderful job. I got something out of each sermon. And Carly chased me around with one of her chocolate desserts. I was the first on the list, and I kept saying, no, 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 Carly. But then I tried what Raina had, and it was pretty good, pretty good. So thank you, Carly. And I'm just glad that I was able to help out a little more than I did the feast before, with preparing the food and helping set up and things like that. So, and, you know, we hugged each other, and we're glad to see one another, so I enjoyed it.
Mike?
Yep.
This is a brief weekend. I have to honestly thank everybody for pulling together, for making it a good feast for everybody, and it truly shows how well the parents are following God, because I saw it in every child that I took care of.
Kaylee? We could hardly hear you. Are you through?
Yeah.
Okay. We got the microphone on it now. Oh, you were through?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll try to put that microphone on here.
I just want to say that I think the theme of this, everybody's coming up and saying is being thankful. Thankful to God for providing a good feast, allowing us to be able to go to a feast. For him to be with us and to give us the spirit that we needed to receive what he had to offer. And I'm certainly thankful to see that my mom was able to make another feast as well. And also, too, to those of us who traveled to the feast, that we were able to make it there safely, there and back, especially those that have to travel a long way. So, as I said before, I think the theme is being thankful to God for us to be able to have God's Spirit at the feast and allowing us to come to the feast. Thank you.
I want to thank God for blessing us to get to the feast. Traveling up there, it was incredible to see all the colors of the trees, to travel with my mother, my aunt, my uncle, and then while being there, the love of the brethren was very uplifting, very heartwarming and encouraging. The food, the fellowship, I really had an absolutely incredible time. And I really enjoyed myself, everybody. The love of everybody, not a cold shoulder. Everybody was open and receiving. So I really enjoyed it. Thank God for everything.
I just want to say I think that everyone has covered everything that I would say about the feast. I'm very thankful for going there and being there. And it was the best feast that I think that I've been to in, 20 years or 22 years or whatever. So I appreciate being there, appreciate all you guys, and I thank God for everything.
I figured if Harvey can get up here, I can get up here.
I thought you were
I don't think each and every one of you, I don't like to talk because this is what's going to happen. I saw your aunts running around. They looked wonderful. Everybody was doing everything that I could have possibly thought they were going to do. People were doing things that I hadn't seen moving in quite a while. Everybody was smiling. Everything was warm. And I felt like I was there, and so did Lionel. And we both want to thank you for giving us a good feast. Thank you.
Mike Phillips, Walt, Steve Bruce, Mr. Hubbard. It was beautiful how it was done in such beautiful order. It was just, I'm very grateful. So I want to thank you all very much that God was there with you all, and it was marvelous. So thank you very much.
We made over $1,360.
Oh,
I just wanted to add to what was just said is that I wanted to be really thankful for all the speakers. And Lionel knows this, and anyone who's got up to speak, you know this, is that when you get up to speak, you get in front of God's family, I'm telling you, the words just start flowing out. And I've been in situations, and Lionel knows, you can get people, you get up speaking, you feel resistance. You feel that somebody's against you. You can feel it with different church areas or whatever. And you feel that resistance where people are just there. They're against you. They don't like what you're saying. And you feel that as a speaker. Anybody who sits here, I know you're going to feel it. I know Lionel's felt it. And it's like a wall. And that wall was not there at this feast. And I felt it, and I felt like each person added and connected to what was said before. And I felt like the messages were meat in due season. And it's all you can pray for at each holy day or season. Lionel gets us food in due season. When it's the spring, we get the food appropriate for that. When it's the fall, when it's each holy day, I felt we got each message was food in due season. And it's interesting, that's what the feast pictures, a time when the enemy is not there. And I felt like, God, like Diane mentioned, it's like the clouds were covering us. I really felt like I didn't feel that evil there, that resistance. And like, I know when I got up to speak, it's like, I didn't know, you never know how it's going to go, but the words just start flowing because the people are like a magnet pulling it out of you, God's people. And when the resistance is there, you feel that, and that resistance was not there at this feast. And I felt like we were protected from Satan for a time, but now we're back. At this feast, I felt it before many feasts, that seventh day comes, I'm like, why does it Christ come right now? We don't want to go home. We don't. Just like we're going to feel the millennium, we're going to look back at this time, and this is it. It's not really going to come to our mind. We're never going to want to come back. We got to keep looking forward, move forward, don't look back. And so that's really just to add to what was just said.
I just wanted to add one thing. Maybe that's why this feast went so well, because we weren't overwhelmed. We had just what we needed.
Well, I just liked everything, and the funnest thing to me was the swimming, the lights, and the baseball game. The saddest thing for me was to see everybody leave, because I just wish it lasted forever.
That's what I was trying to say.
What I liked about the feast was when we went swimming, and of course burying Bobby in the sand. And I like Northern Lights because we got to go laser tag and swimming. We got to play at the park stuff, and I didn't like to leave because I love the feast.
God for all the love offerings and acts of kindness from everyone.
Yeah.
And from the necklaces that the kids made, mm-hmm. The Fruit of the Spirit necklaces. And it was very enjoyable.
Did you
want to say something? You want to say something? Do you want to say something, Grandma?
No. Yes, for one thing, I thank God for living. I've been going through a whole lot.
And God has been with me all the way.
thank God for all the people in the church, all who I know have prayed for me, not only the others, but all for me. And I want to thank him for being here today, and I want you to know how much I just enjoyed the feast. It was wonderful. I just had to break down the first day I got there, because I just couldn't believe I had made it. But I thank God I did, and even I'm making it back home, and I thank him for it. So I ask you all to pray for me, then I'll make the next one. I'm looking forward to it, and I know that if it's his will, I'll be there.
Frank?
Yes, go ahead.
Elena and Wichita would like to say something. Go ahead. Tell them what you like.
We're having fun with the kids. We have fun with the kids. And we have fun with the baseball.
They have fun with the kids and fun with the baseball.
Okay, yeah, we heard them. Thank you.
Anybody else? I think that was everybody. Go ahead, come on.
As you all know, really, really quick, we even had a chance to see answered prayer. First of all, for what I saw my brother go through in praying for him, there were moments that I was very devastated because it didn't look like he was going to pull through. And I've seen tough situations, medical situations, but it was a tough one. And so we are receiving that answered prayer, and I'm absolutely grateful in that. Mom may not want us to mention it, but we took her to the doctor the other day. She thought her legs were really bothering her, and asked a prayer. She thought she might have to stay, but she's doing fine. She just need water pills, so she's going to be fine. So to see that type of answer prayer come to us when we are praying, that's a blessing as well. So I wanted to just mention that we received that answer prayer while we were at the feast.
Okay, t-shirts that Val did this year, they were very nice. Val, if you're online, we really thank you for those Feast of Tabernacles t-shirts. They were beautifully designed. Thank you. And I played laser tag the first round. I got killed about 20 times. That was the record after like 10 seconds. Like, yes, ha-ha. Well, I again. All right, let us stand and truly rejoice with what God has given us. Honestly, we are full. And let's see. I want to sing page 46, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance.
Matthews for the closing prayer.
Father, thank you so much for what you have blessed us to have. You've been good to us, and we just cannot thank you enough for what you've done. You've blessed us with such an enjoyable feast, the love of everybody. Your spirit was there, we highly appreciate it. And we look forward to another year that we can meet again. It's been a truly great time, Father. The love of everyone stepped up to the plate and did their job. Now we ask your blessing upon the food that we are about to receive, that it will be nourishing and strengthening to our bodies. And also ask that you guide us safely through another week, protect us from evil, and be with us until we meet again. Be with those who are unable to make it. Give them a word of encouragement and uplift their spirit. How we commit all things in your hands in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.